This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
We now welcome into our studio the always great, always well-informed Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area and the Alice News Network. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Wonderful to have you on today. I want to begin before we get to some of the news stories, and I see a list of stuff, and you can feel free to go in any order you want, but you've started doing something new on Instagram, and I keep seeing it, and I keep thinking, that is really cool. So what are you doing? Are you doing, like, just little clips, or are you actually going live? What is that?
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Yes, this is our trying to get to a smaller screen. And so, yeah, just going on Instagram and TikTok even for the first time, just doing little updates on things and stories. And I'm touched that you noticed. I've been following you guys forever. And yeah, just doing little updates, about a minute and a half on something hot in the news. And
he's touched.
You know, you are at Scott Budman. And what are you on TikTok?
Same thing. Oh. Just my name.
You managed to get at Scott Budman.
Imagine.
It's actually kind of unimaginable. Good for
it's
you.
Not, yeah. It's one of those last names that you just don't see a lot. So it's been, you know.
I guess. I really, you know, it doesn't seem like an unusual name.
You know,
Scott!
With a last name like Budman, that could have really, you could have really gone south. You could have taken that, you know, the people who get so into the doobie weed that they've got a zigzag tattoo or, you know, or a guy goes, I now identify as Budweiser Man.
Exactly. And that do I ever. I'm from Oakland with that last name, and it's always, always, always stuck with me. I told my daughters, your friends will not have to be clever to come up with a nickname. It's always going to be drugs, and it's just that.
I'm a bud man.
Pretty big hit with the fraternities at UCLA, too. So.
All right.
You know what? You're a big hit everywhere you go, Scott Budman.
Scott Budman, ladies and gentlemen. He is, in fact, the best. Follow him on Instagram and TikTok at Scott Budman. Now, one of the things I brought up earlier this week, I don't know what you know, but I know that Waymo has been spreading. The Waymo driverless cars, the car, whatever you want to call those things, they are spreading. They're spreading south to San Jose and even south down to Southern California. So they're getting approval throughout California. And then I read Tesla's right behind them with their own, I think they're calling it something cab.
Robo-taxi.
Okay, so that is their next thing. And they're putting that out very soon. And also, as I saw that story, I went, those robots that they're building, they're coming out in like 3 or 4 months or supposed to. The last quarter of the year, they're going to be available for purchase in the price range of $20,000 to $30,000 per. But people will be able to have real life robot. Well, that's not, that doesn't make any sense.
They will be real life robots.
I know, but you know.
Should we be very afraid?
I don't know. And, you know, one thing to take a huge grain of salt in is the timing and pricing. This is something that Elon Musk, Tesla CEO, constantly and famously gets wrong. He's very optimistic about when these products, just like the cars, will come out and what they will cost.
Yeah.
You're talking about these humanoid robots. They look like, you know, something from a sci-fi movie. Mm-hmm. Optimus is their name. And, you know, we've seen them dancing, we've seen them doing parkour, and then lately, as we're trying to see them, you know, eventually sold to the consumer market, doing things more helpfully, like folding clothes or watering your plants, maybe flipping pancakes.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's, I think, where the market wants them to be. Now, when we will actually see them and just how important it is that they even resemble humans is still up for debate. After all, these robo taxis, the cyber cabs, you know, they're robots too. The Roomba that rolls around vacuuming your carpet, that's a robot too. So do we need these things to look like humans and walk around your house? I don't know.
Are they more droids?
Yeah, exactly. They're like droids that will make your life easier, but we don't know. And yeah, I mean, I actually, you know, went down this rabbit hole to check. They're 5'8", 125 pounds. So they're very much like,
so skinny.
You know, a really skinny human. Yeah.
Wow.
So you don't think they'll make the release date of the last quarter of this year? That's not going to happen.
If they did, it would be the first Tesla-oriented product to make a date like that. I'm not so worried about the date.
Well, 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 I mean, in your face, Tesla. I like it.
I mean, this is a company that has really changed things and cleaned things up, and they make great cars.
Yep.
But, you know, remember, the Cybertruck was introduced something like 5 years before we actually saw one on the road. Mm-hmm. It did its thing, or it's doing its thing. These things just are on a different kind of timetable than reality. But when they come out, I think the big question is this something we need as a consumer, as a individual or family? Do we want a droid in our house that might be able to do certain things and might just be frustrating, like a lot of new technology when we try to put it into play?
Well, to me, it becomes the, do I want my AI to have hands that can crush my trachea? You know, that's where I start. This is where I start to be like, I can't just unplug that. And it can make more of itself. Like, all it needs is a 3D printer and a schematic. And it's suddenly got an assembly line of itself going. Like,
wow.
It's real. This is where the AI stuff gets scary for me. I'm not doing it.
On the sci-fi television.
I don't think that we should do it.
You really got to back off some of that.
You watching Murderbot?
You know, it's funny because you're talking about the movie club. I was listening to you guys, and when I talk to people about robots or AI, the more sci-fi movies they've seen, the worse they feel about these things. Like, they may be inspired to start a company. Yeah, but they're like, don't let this into my house because I, you know, I'll never take a shower or whatever. And that's just how these things work. It's our imagination. But that's often how new technology starts. It's something that we imagine not working, but then hopefully working. But yeah, a human bot is something that I think we're seeing just because people think we want to see it in human form, as opposed to a vacuum cleaner or
car. I agree with that. I want my robots to look like humans. It's like, even if they're like, put a C-3PO skin on it, you know, like it was humanoid. Like, that's, I don't want R2-D2. I want the one who waves his hands in the air like, oh no, what's happening?
Oh, and has an accent.
Absolutely. Maybe a British accent, yeah. C-3PO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to a special edition of the Alice News Network featuring Scott Budman from NBC Bay Area. So the Tesla robots probably not making their release date, and we still don't know the price, although I saw 20 to 30,000. Yeah. The next thing on my list, and this kind of goes hand in hand with Silicon Valley and the tech explosion of the 90s that continues now with AI. Young people are finding it damn near impossible, we're talking about Gen Z and millennials, to afford housing in the Bay Area. Like, it's just not going to happen. So what are we going to do? Is this one of those things that will burn itself out? Like, sadly, everything goes in a cycle, right? So will the Silicon Valley eventually, fizzle out without the next big thing, and it'll, you know, come from another spot in the world, and all the housing prices will come back to Earth? What's going to happen?
Yeah, that's actually my big concern, because things do go in cycles, but smart people are always around because younger, smarter people come up, and that's how Silicon Valley has survived. And, you know, you talk about the next big thing, where will it come from? it's really likely to come from here right now, because we have these great universities. We have all these venture capital companies willing to fund these crazy startup ideas, robotic or not, and just keep that whole ecosystem going. But the thing that might end it is just, it's crushingly boring, but it's housing prices. It's not anything sexy like, well, smarter people are going to be born in other places. But if we price young people out of the Bay Area, they'll go elsewhere. They'll go to Texas or Florida or Boston or whatever. And that's where the next big things will come from. And so, yeah, that's my big worry about housing. It's kind of twofold. One, I worry just about young people and the economic inequality of it all. But also, on a Silicon Valley level, if young people, and I've heard this from teenagers, from people in their 20s, even in their 30s, that say, well, I'll rent for a while, but I'll never be able to own here because it's just too expensive. The down payment itself is too intimidating. And that is just a really, really sad thing that we here in the Bay Area need to address immediately, or else the smart young set that's coming up right now is going to just move away and go somewhere else.
Well, one of the things that you see happening, because there's so much money in tech, and I realize because my wife's in tech, these are smart people who work really hard. They work incredibly long hours. They have a lot less free time than you want to believe. But some of that extra cash is spent buying up real estate in places like Santa Cruz, for example, where a local, they can't get a home anymore because someone buys their vacation home or their Airbnb home. And now all of a sudden you're looking at how many houses sitting empty where they're not even available for rent. They're just, I even have one. And it was just the place I bought before I got married.
Right.
But what's going to happen? Like, out of
guest
that
house.
It will. And with the rental situation, the way it is, I'm not renting that. Mm. We just watched Pacific Heights. I'm not letting some guy come in there and be like, screw you. I don't have to pay you. What? So I don't know what
you do.
I don't know what fixes that. Do you think that is a Gavin Newsom thing? Is that where this or maybe not Gavin, the next governor comes in and says we've got to figure out a way to stop that?
I mean, I'm no housing expert, but I would say no, it's not a political thing, because I don't think we want government even trying to solve this. But you know, you kind of hit it. It's the tech companies. They have enriched people for generations, and that's awesome. And now those people are wealthy enough to really price out the next couple of generations, and that's terrible. If these tech companies want to thrive in Silicon Valley, they have to step up and say, all right, we need to figure out the housing thing, because we want young people to come here and work for us and continue to come up with these great ideas. And so if tech companies can do it, I would say Stanford, Berkeley, Santa Cruz, all these universities say, hey, we want to be the hotspots, but young people are going to go to other cities instead because they know they won't be able to afford housing. So, you know, government is good for some things, obviously, but I think the private sector needs to step in and say, we created this by being successful, by making people wealthy, and that's great. But we also need to figure out how to get more housing so the next generation of people can come up with their ideas and work for us and get wealthy and afford housing too, because eventually that cycle just stops and people say, why would I default to Silicon Valley when I can go somewhere else?
Alabama's going to start looking like a hot market. Like, you know, you get a house there for $75,000. Like, I'll just move there. Why wouldn't I do that? I'm going to be in the house anyway on my computer.
I didn't mean to get as deeply into this as we have, but on the front page of the Merck News today, they're talking about Google had promised to build 15,000 homes and they've retreated from real estate, and whether or not they actually do that. And I don't know if that's the Google city in downtown San Jose that they're talking about, but either way, it doesn't look like those homes are going to get built now.
Right. And that, I think, is short-term thinking by a company famous for long-term thinking. You know, they do these things like the driverless cars for decades and then they get it right. And now, how are they going to come up with the next big thing if all these people that were counting on being able to just do the basic things, own a house, start a family, you know, live, be domestic, if they have to go to another city to do it? That's bad news for the Bay Area. And so, yeah, I think the companies have some responsibility and have the resources to help out a lot. And it would be great to see them step up. even for their own good, to say, hey, we can continue to be successful here because we're going to help young people live here and put down roots and start families and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Scott Budman, NBC Bay Area. We've got like one or two more minutes. Was there anything that you'd prepared that we haven't touched on?
You know, now my mind is going blank.
Well, hold on. I have the list right here. I've got the OpenAI buys iPhone maker's new company.
Okay, so that's kind of interesting. So Johnny Ive designed the iPhone. He's famous. He got really rich at Apple, designed all these MacBooks and just the super famous designer. He leaves Apple. He retires. His company, which is essentially him and his coworker designers, just got bought for billions of dollars by OpenAI to design a piece of hardware that we will use to get our AI-generated information. They're not telling us what it's going to look like, only that it's going to come out next year. OpenAI, which is flush with cash, spent billions of dollars to get this guy. And the person that gave life to the iPhone, they're now saying could replace the iPhone. So we're
going to get, and they're not saying what, like I might get AI earrings.
Right. Right. Is it going to be a little pendant? We saw that. It didn't really work. Is it going to be a ring? Is it going to be a phone-like device that we
carry
around?
How about an implant? That has a magnet implant that I can put my glasses on.
Oh,
be fantastic.
Something like Alexa that we just yell at. Who knows? Mm. I don't know.
That's interesting. And you called, I always thought the guy's name was Ivy, but that designer is very famous for having worked at Apple forever and come up with sort of that their, I don't know, aesthetic.
Style, right.
Yeah, he's super cool and just one of those, you know, guys where even they would have him do the voiceovers at Apple events because he's got this beautiful, posh British voice. When people saw him, they just freaked out because he is the preeminent designer of our time and just a legend. And the fact that he wants to stay in the game is interesting, but he's apparently working on some device that we would use to access all this AI generated information.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.